Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, and in Knicks versus Heat takeaways, you're missing the N, the K, I mean, in the first one, in the top bar. You know, I'll just run with
You're missing the A in the Knicks versus Heat.
Hang on one second. Yeah, hello.
So I'm missing the K.
Yeah, and top bar one is labeled top bar three, and top bar two is labeled top bar one, and it's missing the K. Let's take a look at what you sent.
Alright, hold on. Yeah. I'm just gonna hold on. Top bar one.
Yeah, I might need to pull the plug early too. So.
That's cool, cause yeah. I am fucking. Today was crazy.
Let's just go right into the lineup changes. You know what I mean? Cause I think
cool.
I think we got some people on the line. Anyway. Dave's on the line. All right, Dave's on the line. I'm gonna put Dave in the full screener. Alright. Screen. You. Just look up for a second.
Come on.
Mic. Testing. It should be live on the phones too, so I'm sure people know.
Top bar two.
You see what I mean, right?
Yeah, I didn't even look at it. I'm just saving it out again.
Okay. All right, we got some people on the line. We're going to get started in about 5 to 10 minutes. Dave, you can go ahead and start screening now if you can hear this.
Oh man. Whew. Okay. Somebody hit me and said they want a free dot shirt.
Yeah, you might have to do one, man.
Might have to. One, two, three. The pin. And it's myself, essentially. Game was a disaster.
Yeah, the game was a disaster.
You know, I didn't even get home until like 8:05. Oh man, I had to work late. The train sucked.
Oh, okay.
It was like perfect. Phone died.
Yeah, you didn't miss too much, man. I'll tell you that much. Okay, you ready to go?
Shit. Let me get my thoughts together a little bit.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
We got Julian on the line. All right, Julian, we're going to start up in a little bit. So give me a couple minutes here while we set up. Dave, good job on the screening. All right.
Oh, boy. What am I looking for? I am looking for.
Did you end up sending the
I sent it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a working pen in this bitch. It's hard. I'm trying to type. Okay. Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know what's gonna happen.
What's that?
I mean, I'm expecting everybody to turn on Trey today.
The Trey Burke haters are coming out.
It's gonna come. Max is definitely calling.
Max is definitely ready to call it. You know it.
I know he's in the queue.
I'm gonna have to check right now. Hold on.
Max is in the queue. He's in the queue at third quarter. He was in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
I already know.
You're at the end then. Watch.
Is this shit not working no more? What's up with my headphones? Hello? Yeah, can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello?
Ready?
Yeah, these headphones, dude, I don't know what's happening. They're not working.
I mean, I can hear you.
All right, well. They just decided to die.
Say that again?
They just decided to die.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to go.
Yes.
Me,
Wait, hold on.
You
know
what? Shout out to Julian. Julian will be there. We're about to start up in like 2 minutes. Dave, we're going to start up in 2 minutes. Tough loss. Testing, testing. Test out the audio, make sure nothing's messed up here. You gonna use the headset or no? I can't hear you. Nah. I mean, not good. It was way better with the headset.
You hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly.
That's mad weird. So the speakers aren't coming through my ears, but the microphone is coming through the headset.
Yeah. Are you saying you can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
But it's coming through my computer speakers.
What?
Headphones. The microphone is working.
Yeah.
So whatever. All right. Well. That's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I would just let it rock. Just let it rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to launch up right now.
All right, cool.
All right, let's go. Oh, man. Knicks get crushed in Miami, 110-87. I don't even know if this deserves a takeaway player ratings or we should just get right down to the lineup changes, but we're going to cover it all, man. We're going to get to the lineup changes, get your takeaways. Call us up, 657-383-1509. Want to hear from all the Knicks fans out there. How are we feeling tonight? Hey, Mama said there'd be days like this, man. That's all I got to say, man. But let's get into it.
Knicks Fan TV. Y'all watching Knicks Fan TV? All right, bro. Thank you.
Post game live. Wednesday night, Knicks. TP from the Knicks Fan TV. My man, JL's from Nick of Time Show. A bunch of angry people down below in the chat. Knicks get steamrolled in Miami, man. JL's, I don't know if they went out last night. I don't know. The first half came out like gangbusters. 9 of 15 from three-point land. You didn't know who these guys were. But once again, you know, the starting five comes out slow.
Yep.
David Fizdale, after Monday's loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, Fizdale said, you know what, they might, you know, they're going to watch tape and they might switch things up for Friday. And we saw the same story as Monday's game. Slow first start for the starters.
Yep.
Second unit led by Damian Dotson.
Yep.
Led by Noah Vonleh. Led by, well, tonight, Frank Isozo and Mario on that mm-hmm. second unit. You know, made it respectable in the half. I believe in the half we were only down by a couple single digits.
Yeah, 2 points.
45-point third quarter, and that's all she wrote. I think most Knicks fans probably turned this game off quite early. They threw in the towel early. Third quarter,
yeah.
We got ran out the building. I said at halftime, one of my halftime notes was we would have kept Whiteside in check. We might have had a decent chance, but Cannon just wasn't. Cannon wasn't up to the task.
Yeah.
You know he can't hold Whiteside, man. But what do you think about the game overall?
Yeah, you pretty much had it. I wonder if this is one of those games where, I don't know, it's a Vonleh or a Mitchell. You can match up with him length for length.
Yeah, it's tough. I knew we were going to get out, man. We were going to get out by Whiteside. You knew that.
Yeah, Mitchell's pretty raw, too, so that would just be like a shot in the dark just to see if it worked.
Fact.
You know what I mean?
Fact.
But... yeah, like you said, pretty much like you said, we were in the game for led by that second unit. That third quarter, though, was when things kind
of
went down.
Yeah, things got out of whack in the third quarter.
Yeah, the Burke was bricking.
Trigger was bad. He was bad tonight.
He was 1 for 10.
Let's just keep it a buck. Trey Burke, he was awful tonight. He was awful.
Yeah. The thing with Trey, though, was like the shots he missed were a lot of in and out.
Yeah, they were makeable shots.
They were all makeable shots. Like, a lot of layups went in the rim and came out. The jump shots was in the rim and came out. It was a lot of in and out shots today. But then he also kind of has to not let that affect his defense as well. I think that's...
See, his defense was atrocious.
Was
atrocious. But, I mean, listen, man, like I said, they're not all going to be close games. But tonight was... I thought going into the second half, I thought, you know, the game was in reach. Like I said, we could just, you know, keep Whiteside at bay and get after, you know, Josh Richardson and those guys. I mean, this was a winnable game. But, you know, the third quarter was just – that was a game.
This is the first time we look like a rebuilding team.
They look like a rebuilding team last night.
First time we look like a rebuilding team.
Right.
And this is when you start to realize that Dotson is real, too. Like, Dotson is...
yeah.
Dotson is real. He was doing this in the summer league. He was averaging, like, 12 and 5 rebounds and 48% from three in the summer league. And he got buried on the bench on the Jeff Hornacek. He never quite got it. He never quite climbed out completely. But, you know, Knox getting injured might be a blessing in disguise for Dot and his team. We could find maybe
free Dot. You know, it freed Dot. I mean, Dot was starting to get free. You know, during that Knox game against the Celtics, but it freed Dot. And listen, we're gonna get to the lineup changes. We're gonna get to the calls. I'm throwing my hat in the Damian Dotson ring. I want to see Dot. I mean, run him at the three. You might be a little bit undersized. I want to see Dot at the three. I'll get to the rest of my lineups after we take some calls. But I'm going with Dot, man. Let's go to Julian in Westchester. He's waiting first. Julian, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? That was just you guys said it perfectly,
Bruce.
Man. A rebuilding loss.
That was a rebuilding loss, man. You said it best, Julie.
you know, that's a really nice way to put it. We have some choice words. We're not going to say that, but, you know, if we're talking about future, you think Frank, Dotson, Knox, 1, 2, 3, that's a really nice, lengthy, wing and point guard group. And, you know, obviously, you know, Dotson coming off the bench is just great. You know, I've been waiting for this since God knows. Because, you know, like, we knew on the bench from Hornets, like halfway through last year, we knew he was real. Like, we knew what he could do. We knew he was a problem. It's just Jeff was just, I don't know what he was doing. I guess he just didn't like Dotson. So, finally, we're seeing him. I really want to see him against Durant on Friday.
He's going to get destroyed, but I mean, I want to see him against the Frontier guys. You're right. I want to see him against the Frontier guys. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, Hazonia, what is he doing, bro? Like, what is he doing? Like,
yo,
some of his
Ellis, man. This guy,
bro.
Super Mario, man. He's just a weird guy. I got my guy, King Rich. King Rich does my beats for my video. Shout out, King Rich. And he's always DMing me on the gram about Mario, and it's just like, Mario will splash a three from 50 feet and then airball a layup. Like, and just come down the lane with some, like, uncoordinated, sloppy, you know, and then on defense, he's guarding a point guard on the half. I don't know, man. I don't know, JL, what's up with Mario.
Oh, man, I think he just had enough. I think he was trying to take over the game in the third quarter or fourth quarter when he was out of reach.
Right.
And he just got really shot happy. He was like, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen with me. And he just started shooting. And he needed to pass a little bit.
He needed to pass, man. Let's go to – all right, Max. Let me hear it, Max. Let me hear it, Max. Max has been itching to get on since
I already knew.
So
I told CP
let's
that
get Max in
the queue since the third quarter.
Yo,
let me hear it.
I was trying to call since Trey Burke missed a shot and let somebody wide open for three in the third quarter. I was trying to call it back then, to be honest. I wanted to call back then.
Jay Ellis said Max has been waiting since halftime to get on.
Yo, listen. Oh, first of all, I got to give it up to y'all. Y'all progressing. You got people answering your phone now. That's pretty good. Y'all
yeah,
just like
yeah,
a real
man.
Radio
shout
show
out,
now.
We got Knicks Fan TV, Dave, part of the family. Shout out to Dave. Dave is going to be screening calls. So everybody that calls in, give them your name, where you from, what do you want to talk about. And, you know, it kind of makes it a lot smoother in terms of the production. So we're not always just going by area code because that gets people confused as well. So shout out Knicks Fan TV, Dave.
All right. So Jay Ellis. Jay Ellis, are we done with Trey Burke? Are we done? Can we be done? Oh, is it over? Is it over?
I'm not leaving my man. People was gonna leave my man Dot in summer league. People was gonna leave my man Dot in summer league. Dot wasn't playing in summer league. They was like, yo, Trey Dot, son. Trey Dot. And now he's up. Now he's out here performing. So now I'm not leaving my man Trey for having a bad shoot right now.
All right. Let me get into it because, you know, I like to talk to the chat because, you know, chat be the most delusional dude on earth. I don't care if he has a crossover. I don't care if he scored, I don't know, 17 points in the third quarter. He is not a pass-first point guard. What is so hard to understand? This is why the offense looks so bad every first quarter, because the guy's mind is to score and is not to facilitate, right? Does anyone disagree?
Nah. I don't disagree that, JL. So I think, you know, lineup change is going to be Trey. Not because I don't think he can help us.
Yeah.
I think he's better served off the bench.
I mean, I feel like he'll be best served as a guard off the bench. Oh, I feel like that's ultimately going to be his best role because of his height and pretty much his height and his defensive efficiency. But as of now, I still feel it's still a weird thing where Frank isn't super aggressive
yet,
and Burke sometimes shoots too much. It's still like a weird thing happening in point guard.
So
I agree.
Jay Ellis, see. What happened in the second quarter? What was the lineup that made the run in the second quarter? Who was playing point in the second quarter that made the run? Who was playing that point? Who was playing that point?
Frank.
I don't know. Frank.
crazy, huh? A pass first point guard gets other scores involved and does the right thing. This is crazy.
I know,
right?
Right, but what happened after that? Frank had his crew there that didn't cut into lead at all. So what happened then?
I mean, after then, I mean, the whole wheel.
I mean, your boy Hazonia was like, okay, let me just shoot every shot, and let me not care.
Hazonia was shooting from Queens. The game was
that's
in Miami.
Fact, man. He was going
this guy was just doing whatever. Like, it was like, what are you doing? So
Mario does what Mario does, man.
Mario does.
This guy is like. I think he has a lower IQ than J.R. Smith. I'm being honest.
He might, bro.
CJ, you're coming to the light, bro, and I like that. I like that Doctrine at the three lineup. I like that Frank at the one lineup. That's the best lineup we could play right now. And we got to do something with Lance, because – I don't know. It's not that I dislike him. I just think he's just there. He serves like no purpose at all.
Lance had a good first. He had a good first half. He did what he had to do, knock down some open threes and whatnot. You know,
best game he had in a while.
Yeah, I think he's hearing the footsteps.
Jealous. There's a difference between wanting playing hard and trying on defense like Lance does. And actually stopping people like Frank and Dotson do. That's the big difference between those two. Those two versus Lance. Lance don't really stop nobody. You ever seen Lance stop somebody like that? Like, you'd be like, ooh, Lance stopped him. I never say that. That never happens. You'd be like, oh, he plays hard. He's smart.
This season, I wouldn't say so much. Last season, there was some key stops he had versus the Bucks with Giannis and some other games where I feel like he did pretty good. Stop people in key moments when Jeff had him on the front, so down the stretch. This year, not so much.
And I haven't called Max. Yeah, Jales.
This year, not so much. I haven't really seen the defense. The offense has fallen completely off except for tonight, and the defense isn't what exactly.
I mean, listen, man. I'm not looking for Max to be a shutdown guy, man. We know. I mean, not Max. You hear me, Max? Lance. I'm not looking for Lance to be a shutdown guy, man.
He's a team defender.
He's a lunch pail guy. We know what Lance is, man. Lance will never be more than that. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
Like I said, the problem is before Dot came, there was what are we doing at that position to cover other people's defensive deficiencies, you know what I'm saying? Now, Dot, I kind of looks like to me, when I look at Dot actually has the IQ to kind of play like a little Lance role where he can cover for other people.
He's a nice two-way player, man. I like him and Frank out there.
He's a nice two-way player. He doesn't have the length that has, but he definitely has the IQ. So, I mean, there's a hesitancy to start him at the three because it seems like his advantage would be at the two, but considering what the pieces we have right now.
I mean, listen, we got nothing to lose.
It might be worth trying, especially he's the only one actually balling.
Yeah.
He's the most pliable right now.
We got nothing to lose, man. We'll get back to the phone. Shout out to the chat. Knicks Nation, what's going on? A lot of people tight in the chat right now, JL. CP the Artist, what up? Curtis West, Nick Dreezy. Curtis West said Mario crossover was laughable. Dan the Yankee says all our point guards are garbage. Corrupt Killer says free Moutier. Are we going from free? Dot to free Moutier? Hey, listen, man. Listen.
Is it that bad?
Listen, Team Moutier out there. You know the Moutier haters. After seeing Ron Baker for four games,
that's CK2K.
Five games.
That's CK2K's burner right there.
I mean, listen. If Fizdale plans to use all these guards like this in the rotation, let me see Moutier take Baker's minutes if you're not going to give it a Frank or an ISO. Let me see what Moutier could do coming back off that ankle. Can't be worse than Ron Baker right now. Moutier got to come in a little
bit. Say that now.
I'd rather see Moutier go coast to coast and then fall down when he gets to the rim than Ron Baker just passing up on a wide open three. I don't know what Ron Baker's doing out there, man, to be honest.
I don't know, man, either. It seemed like he got worse since last year.
I don't know, man. But, shout out to the chat. Andre Brown in here. He's been in here early. John Talento. What's going on in the Periscope, Jails? That's a Periscope.
Oh, man. Periscope. Oh, we got
Fred Wong.
McCall. He's a regular now. I see him all the time.
Okay. Shout out Periscope. Yeah, if you guys are watching on Periscope, man, leave us a comment on your starting lineups. We definitely see those and we'll respond to them. Let's go back to the phones. Herman in New Jersey wants to talk about the lineup changes. What's going on, Herman?
How
y'all doing tonight, boys? Y'all can hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you, man, perfectly. What's the deal?
Right. So, you know, obviously the starting lineup's not working. And I think when they put the, you know, when they put this team together, I think they was looking to kind of play faster, push the tempo. You know, but the problem is when you're playing as small as the Knicks are, you can't push the tempo if you can't rebound the basketball. And that's the number one thing that's hurting this team. So I was looking at some different lineup options, but I don't want to really disrupt what's going on with the second unit because that's probably the best part of the team right now. So this is what I would do with the lineup.
That's my thing. Like, how do you, you know, that second unit is doing so well. There's so many guys in that unit that's gelling together. I mean, how do you kind of inject some energy in the starting lineup without affecting that second unit?
Maybe it is.
This is what I would
do. Maybe it is because for the longest time, it's been Von Leigh and Trier and Mario bringing that second unit together. Now Dot has come along and shown some signs. Maybe it is bringing Dot into this.
Right. I would start Frank at the one, Timmy at the two. I would start Hezonja at the three, Cantor at the five. But here's my surprise pick at the four. I would start Cornette at the four because – I don't like Cantor being the only big on the floor. And
yeah,
if you look at the other
one,
he's just not getting
active like that.
That's true, but see, I'm looking at somebody who can play well with Cantor. And, you know, if you go with Mitchell Robinson at that spot, they occupy the same parts of the floor that Cantor does. So it hurts your spacing on
offense. Vonleh and Cantor are going to clog the paint up.
So Cantor... If you roll Cantor with Cornette, Cornette is a stretch big. He's going to be around that 3-point line. He gets you 2 7-footers to start the game, okay? And also on defensively, it improves your rebounding. And Cornette is a shot blocker, so he can give you some block shots there. You're not gonna play
Cornette
big minutes with that lineup, but
this guy,
I think that's
the one. He's trying to get us smacked, man. He's trying to get us smacked.
Herman,
appreciate the call, man. Just because, we got a lot of calls in the lineup, so I just got to move it. But appreciate the call, man. Go ahead, JLS.
Oh, I was saying Cornette don't rebound nothing.
Cornette, he's not ready for that action.
That is not
man.
The guy to rebound. I would test out the Vonleh Cantor thing, though, because, I mean, Vonleh was shooting threes in preseason. Now he's
scared. Yeah, but he has no in-between. Like, he'll chuck a three or two per game, but... He don't have no mid range. He doesn't have a hook shot. I like what he brings. Don't get me wrong. I like what he brings, but that's why I like him off the second unit. So we don't need him to score. Just rebound, block shots, protect the paint like he's been doing, and hustle. I don't need him to score points. You know what I mean? On that second unit, on the starters, he definitely wants somebody that can be more than respectable out there. And Lance had a decent first half. He had a decent first half. I think the four is going to be the most troublesome spot.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's the other thing, too. Can these guys in the second unit, can they do that versus starters? It remains to be seen as well. Right now, I feel like our bench outplays other people's bench, but if you put them in the starters, what's that going to look like?
See how it looks. Nick Ray says, I'm just getting in. Was the game as bad as it sounds? Yes, it was worse. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Nick.
It definitely was. Whatever, as bad as you thought it was
as
in your
bad
mind,
as you thought it was,
worst seen it.
It was worse, man.
Worst
thing
in your wildest imagination.
Who else in here? Curtis West, Sherwin McKenzie in here.
Yeah, man.
If you're new in the chat, give me a hashtag new so we can shout you guys out. Mike Mari 9. Shout out Mike Mari.
Yo, my regulars in here. Rich Jim S. Parker was good.
Yeah. Pettison says Baker passing up threes like Landry Fields used to.
Oh.
That's my job. That's best
stuff.
Yo, Landry Fields. The Raptors did a dope. They did like some like opening night video for Kawhi Leonard. Landry Fields was in it. Maybe you remember Landry Fields. Remember Landry Fields?
Oh wow.
Yeah, I forgot about him for a while, man. He sucked. All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's talk to some angry Knicks fans, man. I want to hear some lineup changes. Let's go to my guy.
Yeah, y'all might be on the Cody train, yo. I might put Isaiah Hicks in before the Cornets.
Let's go to my guy, man, because his trademark phrase was apropos for tonight. Ron, what's good, Ron?
Man, that was ugly tonight, man. That was ugly.
Yeah.
And
it was
you
sign early in that game is when we was hitting all them threes and we still couldn't pull away. I said, you know what? I said, we're going to lose this one tonight. I didn't expect to get blown out, though. That depressed me. I'm like, I don't care. Hey, you can take a loss, man, but you should never get blown out like that. First of all, you're a professional. You know what I mean? Somebody man up. And I didn't like what I seen defensively. We look a step slow. Offensively, it's time for a change. Trey Burke got to come out of that starting lineup. I mean, there's no way that we – every game we've starting off slow with this starting lineup. And it's all because, like the earlier caller said, you got a point guard that's concerned with his buckets. And the only person he really looked for, if you look at him, he's always looking for Tim. They're always playing that two-man game. And I love the way Tim Hardaway is playing right now. Tim Hardaway is turning the corner. I hope he don't revert back to the old Tim, but from what I see right now, he's turned the corner. I love how he's playing the game of basketball. Lance got to go to – you got to get him out of there.
Defensively, you could ask for a bit more steady effort from Tim. You know what I mean? But, yeah,
but
he's
trying a lot harder this year. He's trying a lot harder this year than in years past because it was all about the offense. And Mario Hezonja, I don't want to see him back on the floor this year. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him packing him up with Courtney Lee. I'm sick. And I agree with the last caller that made that comment about him. Smith. He is trash. Trash can status. I look at him and Trey Burke on the same level, man. Them guys got confidence issues, man. When they're hitting their shots, they're engaged. If their shot's not falling, they're not engaged in the game. And tonight, Frank was the only one I've seen looking to get that ball up, to Mitch. Because there was a few times where I saw Mitch that slashed in the basket. I was like, oh, alley-oop. Nobody throws up the alley-oop. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're playing too much one-on-one basketball, man. Too much one-on-one.
Yeah, Mario.
And it's funny because
he needs to relax. But, yeah, go ahead, Amra.
And it's funny because when you think about it, Fizz says he want one to 2 seconds basically with the ball in your hand. If you ain't got nothing, get it out. Well, the guy that personifies that is Frank. But you don't have him playing point guard, and that's what the guy is. That's what he came in the league as. Let him play the position. And you better have him playing Friday night. If you put Trey on Steph Curry, good night, Irene.
Yeah, it's over with. I mean, Frank himself appreciate the call, man. Frank himself is going to have a tough time. If you put Trey out there, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, turn the TV off.
Turn that off, man. Ron, appreciate you, bro. Yeah, man. Let's go to James in Brooklyn. What up, James?
Yo, this is James the Flappers from Brooklyn. How y'all feeling, bro?
Now, who is this, James the Nets fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
we got James
yo,
the Nets fan calling in on the Knicks show.
That's how you
know, JL. There's nothing like us out there, baby. We got
fans
on the team tuning in just to talk.
Yo, the reason why, because I watched only the second half. I didn't watch the first half because the Nets were beating the Cavaliers, man. The Cavaliers suck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
man,
but when I looked at the second half between the Knicks and Miami, I feel like D-Wade don't have to do anything because the Knicks be, like, bricking all these shots and then they let Whiteside and Richardson start cooking them. Like, where was the defense from those guys, man?
I mean,
like,
I'm
where
good,
was
man.
It?
Appreciate the call, James. I can't let you get that much airplay, though. You're a Nets fan. you know what I mean, JLs? It's only right. But shout out to James, though, for checking in with us. Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, D-Wade is washed. I wasn't expecting nothing from D-Wade tonight. You know what I'm saying? D-Wade is washed, man.
Yeah, definitely wasn't.
Yeah, man.
But Enos is not doing against these centers like everybody is saying. I don't know.
I think Enos went out last night. I think that's what it was, man. He hit the strip. He might have went to KOD, yeah.
It was the King of Diamonds?
Yeah. Enos went to KOD, man.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Nah, we have to let that Nets fan go, man. We can't, you know, can't do that.
You know, I just think he's the game all around.
Man, can't do it, man. Can't do it.
You know,
all right, let's go back to the phones.
All around.
Let's hear it for some real deal people. Danny from Brooklyn, first time. Danny, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's up, man? Good night. I enjoy the show, listen to you guys and stuff. I have a couple of questions for you guys, right? Starting with CP. What is your starting five if you have to put a starting five out on the court?
My starting five as it is right now, I'm going with Frank. I'm going with Frank, number one, because we drafted him last year at the point guard position. The point guard position has remained unsettled. Whether or not he can be that guy, I'm not saying he could be the guy. I'm saying in a year that we're playing for nothing, I want to see him get the most opportunity to fail, and then we're going to move on because it's not Trey. And probably it's more than likely not Moutier, and it's damn sure not Ron Baker. So the only guy I want to see if he could be the guy going forward is Frank. I want to see Frank at the helm, and then we can make a decision later on. At the two, we're keeping Timmy at the two. We need his offense. We'll live with the inconsistencies and the lack of defense. We need his offense. Number three, I'm going with Dotson. More than earned it. Two-way player, Jay Ellis. Right?
Yeah.
At the four, I'm leaving Lance. Sorry. I'm leaving Lance for now. I'm leaving Lance for now. Right? We don't got to make wholesale changes. Make subtle changes. Give me Frank at the one, Dotson at the three. And let's see where we go from there. Leave Lance and Canner. When Knox comes back, you see maybe you can fit Knox in there at the four. I'm not sure, JL. So what you think? What's your five, JL?
Right now, it'll be the same. Like, every time I'm thinking along the lines. Yeah, like, the only thing is, like, all right, wait, we need the defense at the center position. But I don't know if Vonleh. If you have Vonleh there, then the scoring is going to be really all Timmy, and that's it.
That's it.
It's really going to be.
Some dot.
And some dot, yeah. So it's just like, ugh. But I'm on line with you.
Danny, what you think?
Well, the starting five you call is pretty okay and stuff, right? But right now, I personally think Frank is the god. And they're trying to put everybody in a different role on the team right now and not defining who is the guard and what position these guys have. If guys know what position they're playing, they play more solid and stuff. They have these guys playing all over the court. They look confused, you know, especially for the guards.
Yeah.
The guards is confused because tonight you don't know who is the guard from who is not a guard. You know, you need to know. And definitely need to know who is the guard going forward, make him solidify the guard and say, all right, Frank, you're the guard. This is the guard we're going with for the future, and let him play the guard role. You know, we have these guys out of position. Guys don't know the position they're playing, and they're confusing themselves. And I think that's the biggest problem with the Knicks right now.
That's an interesting take. Appreciate the call, Daniel. Thanks for the call, man. First time caller. I mean, JL, the thing is, right, and I see people in the chat like, Frank ain't it, and people talking about Lance. My justification is this. Like I said, we know Trey is not that guy. As of right now, he hasn't proven to be that guy. Why is it that he just gets a pass and we don't just test Frank? That's what I'm saying. Frank, to me, is a test. It's not a confidence signal for me that Frank is the guy. I don't know if he could be the guy at the one. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I want to see that.
And I think that's what it is,
full,
too.
Full plate. I want to see a full plate of Frank before I make that decision.
I agree with you. I mean, and even like a little bit of this game where he was the only one passing. The last game, he was kind of running. I liked the way he was running the defense, running the offense the last game, even though he wasn't scoring. And it kind of gave him a little score. I still kind of liked the way he was kind of running the offense. And I know ultimately Rubel will be able to maximize Frank at his highest potential if he's running the point guard and he's like a 6'7", 6'8", point guard. So I really want to see that, especially if we're losing. You know what I'm saying? We're losing four in a row, four five in a row. Throw him in the point guard position and let's see what happens.
Well, I mean, what are we playing for, JLs? This is a development year, right? This is a rebuild, right? I don't care if they'll change the lineup every 10 games. Change it. I don't care. I want to see what these dudes can do. Let me see Frank at a full tilt at the point guard spot. As it pertains to the four, I've been saying this since the summertime, bro. When I said Lance was going to start at the four, and he is starting at the four, or the worst. You know what I'm saying? You never started Mario at the four. I don't even want Mario starting, period. You can't start him. He is the Matador in Matador D. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Clyde says Matador defense, I picture Mario as own. You know what I'm saying?
I actually feel like he was kind of active today.
He was. And in the Bucks game, he was active. But he just seems to me like he needs to be that on against second unit players on a second unit. You know what I mean? Either to quell a run or to go on a run, like to spark a second unit a little bit. Because he's just so herky-jerky. Like Max said, he's like a JR out there. You just don't know what you're going to get from night in, night out.
I don't know. I know he's not it. I might be willing to give him a shot.
You might be willing to give him a shot?
I might be willing to give him a shot in like another five, ten games. Like, see what happens. Because, I mean, when he was with Orlando, he had his best statistical games in Orlando when he was a starter.
At the four, it was.
So, I mean, stuff is still kind of going off the Richter here. Might as well just see what happens at some point.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, I just think, you know, Cannon and Vonleh don't fit to me. They don't fit to me. Cannon and Vonleh don't fit.
We need that rebounding also. We need that rebounding. That's for
and
sure.
And Cornette is not ready, man. He's not ready. And neither is Mitch. Mitch is not ready. I like how they use Mitch. You got to take time. You know, throw him in garbage time. He's not really ready.
He needs to set a pick right. I saw him try to set a pick four or five different times today.
Yeah.
And he never waited for the play to develop before he started rolling to the basket. He just kind of like, it looked like he was like doing the paint by numbers. He's like, I'm going to just run here, then run here. But no, Mitch, you got to stay there and set the pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, he needs more burn. This is what
the rebuild looks like, man. This is what the rebuild looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I have no problem with it, man. That's just what it is. That's how our team is going to be. You know? That's just how it goes, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. All you pissed off Knicks fans in the chat, slandering each other for your starting lineups. The lottery team. Pathetic. Chris Foster, what up? Chris says, Knicks testing other positions for Frank to increase his trade value. He's not a point guard. Knicks aren't trading Frank. G. Andrezzi, this is when Frank was point guard during that stretch. In the second, when Dotson Mario came in, we started to get that run because Frank set the tone, pushed the pace, got everybody involved. My burger goes best with mustard. You know, I agree, man.
I do like before Tim Hardaway Jr. got here, and I was doing my research on Dotson. I was salivating at the thought of Frank at the one and Dotson at the two, just because I just knew. He had a history of guards just killing us, and I felt like those two together at the one and two would stop all that crazy penetration.
Yeah, it's like people forget we've been one of the worst teams at guarding the perimeter for like the last 10 years, man.
Yeah. Like in my perfect world mind, when everything's said and done and everybody's developed, it'd be Frank at the one, Dad at the two, Knox at the three, Tim off the bench. in the future.
Yeah. Nah, Tim ain't coming off the bench. He's the leader of the team, man. You're a Tim Hardaway Jr. hater, bro.
Who, me?
Yeah, you, man.
No, I'm not.
My man from Jersey's going to come with you next.
I'm not a Tim Hardaway Jr. hater.
You're a Tim Hardaway Jr. hater on the low, man. I feel like you're the new Carlito, J. Ellis.
I'm the new Carlito?
You're the new Carlito, man.
Why? Because I want him off the bench?
You know, I just think he's going to be all around.
Eventually?
Timmy
because I said next year I want Timmy off the bench.
You missed the first quarter. Timmy came out, and, like, somebody missed the defensive assignment. I think it might have been Cannon. He was chewing Cannon out. Then came down the stretch, next play, and chucked up, like, a 40-footer with, like, 2 seconds into the shot clock.
That's six-man stuff, right? That's what I'm saying. He's our best scorer right now.
Tim does what he does, man.
Yeah. Ideally, I just want guards who can stop people, stop the visual penetration. That's really what I'm getting at with the Frank and Dot line.
I hear you. Let's take it down to Miami. Let's take it down to 305. My guy Oliver's checking in. Oliver, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, man. Did you go to the game, man?
No, thankfully I didn't go to the game, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, if we're building a foundation that this is not the right way, honestly, how many timeouts did you guys notice that field goal called? Were they playing freestyle? Did he just decide to just leave them just go and do whatever they wanted? And I don't agree with the guy that called and said that Mario and Trey Burke were, you know, like they're trash. Mario was trying to play a good game. It's just that he didn't, you know, like he just didn't take it seriously at the end of the day. And then when I saw that Timmy was fighting with Kanter over defense, I was like, no, that's it. That's it.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
Tim was airing out Kanter for bad defense, then gets exposed himself by Josh Richardson, then comes down and pulls up like a 45-foot three-pointer.
Stream down.
Nah, he's good.
Yeah. And, hey, I don't know. Like, honestly, man, this is not the right way to build a foundation. I understand that we're rebuilding, but the past games, we fought hard, man. And Miami was playing a trash game. It's, like, I saw the game. Miami was playing terrible. We gave them the confidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it was terrible. It was terrible. And Trey is not the answer in any way. Mario, we can do something with Mario. I believe so. And honestly, like generally, we played a really really bad basketball game, man. But Miami was playing trash too. It's just that we were playing more terrible than them. It was a horrible game.
Yo, Oliver, hold on one second. I'm not sure if I might have lost the stream here. Hang on one second. Are we back up on the stream? YouTube, let me know if I lost you guys, man. I think I might have lost. I might have lost connection. I got Jay Ellis back up here.
Okay, sorry, with my stream to come back.
Stream is back up. Stream is back up.
All right.
I think the stream is back up. My fault, people. Had some technical difficulties, but we are back up. Oliver, man, I appreciate it, man. This is what the rebuild looks like. This is what the rebuild looks like, man. But I definitely appreciate the call, man.
No problem.
JL, you back up?
Yeah. All
right.
I'm back.
Everybody in the chat, we back, right? Testing. 1, 2, 3. We should be back up. Let me know if we're good with the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Let's go back to the phones. Reg in the Bronx. I'm waiting for a minute. Reg, what's good, man?
What's good, fella? CP, Jay Ellis, what's good? We had a nasty one tonight. But listen,
man,
I was listening to you, CP, talking about what your starting five would be. I'll keep it 100 with you. We dealing with scraps right now. So we trying to put in there. We're just trying to put live bodies in there. That's what it looks like
to me.
I don't think. I watched the game, and I watched it again, and I'm still trying to get on Frank. I'm trying to really follow Frank because we spent the first-round pick on him. I'm not feeling Frank, for real. I don't even think we need to give him a chance at the point because he ain't trying to take the point. I know you see Dotson. You say you want to put him at the three. I respect Dotson because Dotson trying to go get the three, get the two. Frank ain't trying to go get the point. I seen him up against the Olenek kid in the corner 101, and he passed the ball up. How could you not take the center off the bounce? Why won't you take the center off the bounce? So I wouldn't even mess with him. I'll let Lance sit on the bench, too. I'd rather see Mitch run up and down looking goofy before I put Lance in there at the 14. He could come off the bench for real. I just think we got a lot to work on. I think we definitely working with scraps. We know we're going for a top three pick. But at least
definitely.
I see Trey Burke. At least he go. Frank don't go.
Yeah, but
Trey Burke,
I mean, Reg,
go and miss.
Reg, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Reg. This isn't an indictment on Trey. I just feel like we know what Trey – I think we're a bit closer to knowing what Trey's ceiling is. And, yes, we are a bit – we may be closer to knowing what Frank's ceiling is, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I feel you. He doesn't have that killer instinct that Dotson had. You know what I mean? Well, I want to give him a shot, a full year development to see if he picks that up. That's all I'm saying. I know we did.
I'm gonna say this,
and
then I'm gonna let you go.
That's the only way we
can
look at the season,
Jay Ellis. Let me just say this real quick, and I'm gonna let y'all boys go. My thing is, I believe they see what Frank giving them, and that's why. They trying to put Frank at the small forward spot. I think they see that he's a better wing player than he is a point guard. I believe he's a better wing player than he is a point guard. I think he's a better all-around player than he is with the ball in his hand. Now, if he can form like a Derek Harper-type game where he know how to use his back-down game, where he know how to just, you know what I'm saying, play off the ball better, then I can see what y'all trying to do with him. Y'all trying to make him like a triangle point guard. But if his offense is not – if the coach's offensive game plan is not like that, man, let the boy play off the wing, small forward, two guard, come off the bench. Stop trying to force him into something that we see over 2 years that he's just not. This is 2 years we got Frank. And he's like in the top 10 pick. How are you still guessing what he's supposed to be doing and we spent the top 10 pick on him? Other teams done dropped their picks already and moved on. That's why we got Vonleh and the other foreigner. They like, man, we see who he is. We got to let him go. We still trying to figure Frank out in this 2 years in. And that's weird.
I don't think
to me. That's real weird. Bro.
Appreciate you, Ray. Go ahead,
I appreciate y'all, boys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't say I don't think 2 years is really enough time, though.
It all depends. It all depends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think 2 years is enough time.
You know?
I always said I'm going to give him 3 because I already seen what his offensive game was before we even drafted him. I was like, okay, he's going to take a while to develop. But I want a defensive point guard, so I'll let this kid develop and see what happens. But, yeah, like I said, this player is out here who take 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever. Not to say I don't know what Frank's ceiling is going to be, but I think you still need to give him 3.
And you know what? And if you guys haven't listened to that Knicks Film School podcast with JB and Jonathan Macri, they go in at length on this whole Frank topic. You know, it was a real good conversation. If you guys haven't checked that podcast, definitely check it out. You know, but what JB was saying, JLS, was kind of like, you know, how would we grade Frank if his ceiling is a Tony Allen type and he contributes to a winning team? You know what I'm saying? But if he still had that same skill set and he's on this team or he's on a losing team for quite some time, you're going to see him as a bust. Right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
You say you'll see him as a bust if he stays as is right now.
Yeah, if his ceiling was a Tony Allen type, but he never played for like a good team, I think you're gonna look at that draft pick as a bust. But if his ceiling is that a Tony Allen type, and he plays for a contending team, whether it's us or another team down the road in the future, you may look at that pick a little bit differently. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying it's the pick looks bad because it's with us. It's pretty much what you're saying.
Well, I think the pick looks bad because we're a bad team and he's not shining. You know, especially compared to his peers. We always for his whole career as a Knick, we always gonna compare him to Donovan Mitchell and Dennis Smith Jr. That's just whether it's fair or not. That's just what it is. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. I mean. It is what it is right now. Frank is in this weird place where he's kind of a small forward-ish, but he's also a really good passer.
Yeah.
So, and he can run the pick and roll. So, I wouldn't quite call him a small forward because he still has problems scoring, like, off the cuts, off of back cuts. He's not like a finisher around the rim off of cuts, but he can still pass from that corner, too. So, he's not quite even a pure small forward and not quite a pure point guard. He's some kind of weird hybrid.
And listen, Reg has points. I agree with Reg. He's not taking it right now. He's not. You know, I haven't been impressed with his play. I'm encouraged in certain aspects, but he's not taking it.
He had a dunk. Like I said, he has flashes. Like, you've seen he banged it. He read the defense on a fast break, banged it with two hands.
Yeah.
Right? Dope. You've seen a couple of those flashes in games before that. But like I said, give this kid time. I'm going to be patient. I always kind of feel like you're going to see something every few games of him, and then I'm thinking he's going to put it together later.
Yeah.
That's my
– He might just be a late bloomer, man. That's all we can hope. But like I said, if he's not given the chance at that spot, then how are we ever going to know? And like I said, I agree with Reg in that I don't think the organization sees him as a point guard right now. You know, the Moutier acquisition, bringing up Trey, Fizdale coming in and putting him at the three. I mean, I think those have been, you know, subtle signs that they don't really see him as the point guard for their system. But maybe Fizdale's lineup changes that.
That's a fact. And shout out to Rich Jim. He pointed out he only started 6 games last year as well. He wasn't like a full-time point guard last year.
He only started 6 games last year. So, you know, that could say something. You know, like I said, to me, it's a development tank. But let me see what the kid has in the development tank. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what he can do. Let's go to JJ from Brooklyn. He wants to talk about Dotson and Tim Hardaway Jr. JJ, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing, man?
Chilling. How you doing, bro?
Pretty good. You actually brought up the point I wanted to talk about, Hardaway. Like, they're talking about him being a leader. He yelled at Burke and Cantor twice on 2 different plays, like, because they didn't help him on defense. Just don't get blown by. You won't need help. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, come on, dude. Like, you got in their face and everything. I'm like, you know, like, damn, man. Come on, dude. Stay in front of, you know, Richardson and Magruder, and you won't need help. I mean, come on, man. You know, like, that's no leadership, like, yelling right in front of their face like that. You know what I'm saying, man? Like,
hey, man, who's your starting five?
Dotson's, I don't know if you read it, but I saw on Twitter that Fizdale already said they're going to make a change to the starting lineup, so I'm guessing that's going to be Dotson for Thomas, I'm guessing, next game.
Nah, you can't put
Dotson
at the four. No, that's not the four.
I mean, it's a three. I guess, yeah, it's a three. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's got to start, though. I don't think Thomas should be starting. I mean, can't, you know, we have guys out there who can't shoot, you know. I don't know. And who do you think he would start for then? You know, we need Burke to run the point.
I'm thinking if you're putting Dotson in there, then you have to put Frank at the one. There's no other, unless you're starting him for Frank. That's possible. I don't know if Fizdale's thinking, JL.
Yeah, that's true.
You might be starting Dotson for Frank, you know, people thinking
Frank
might be the one. Maybe he comes off the bench.
That's interesting.
Maybe he comes off the bench with ISO, Vonleh, Mario on that second unit. That's true.
Dotson looks amazing, man.
That actually makes sense. I can see that making pretty much sense.
Yeah.
Because what is Baker really giving you? Dotson?
Baker's not giving me nothing.
He's like a legit.
I'd rather see Moutier out there tripping and stumbling over himself instead of
Baker.
The more I see Baker and Burke, the more it makes me excited to see Moutier back, as bad as that sounds. At least he's got athleticism,
oh,
you know,
man.
He gets always involved.
I'm telling you, bring on Moutier.
Grass is greener. Woo!
Grass is greener, man.
I mean, come on. Can Moutier be worse than Baker? I mean, come on, man.
That's my whole plan.
I don't know if I'm there, guys.
I'm there. You know.
Who else we got?
Listen, man. I mean, listen, JL's ready.
G Mallon.
We're not dealing with exactly a full deck here. We're well aware of that, right?
Yeah. We have Kadeem Allen, though. We have him.
Yeah, I think he's in the G League. I think he's on the G League team.
Call up. Wait.
Yeah, the team is not – listen, it's not a good team. We're not under any illusions that any type of lineup change is supposed to spark anything. My whole thing is, as a development year, I want to see who are the guys that are going to play well together, who are the guys that have the potential to be future pieces. That's my whole outlook for the season. That's why I want to see lineup changes, and I want to see, you know, and I want to evaluate guys like we do after these games. It's not to say that, you know, this is going to help us get to the playoffs or something. Nah, we're not under any illusion like that, JLs. We just want to see,
I don't know. Yeah.
see some development.
I feel you. Periscope was with me. You're like, nah, I'm no Moutier, son.
Periscope finally chimed in and said no Moutier.
That's
what it took to get the Periscopers
up. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, QB Nice. No Moutier.
Facts. Yo, shout out to the chat. Sire Joe Kim is in here. LB Shore, what up, Soccer Freak? SS Television. Sire Joe Kim says, I love Frank, but he has to be seated. We got some tanksters in here talking about Zion or Cam Reddish. Have you started watching Duke yet, JLs?
No, I haven't started watching Duke. I've been seeing Zion clips since the summer though.
So he threw somebody shit over. I mean, they played between the Union last night, so I mean, but you know, that's like Harlem Globetrotters shit. But
yeah, how's the Cam Reddish? I'm keep hearing about this Cam Reddish.
I haven't been watching. Sadly, I've still been clinging to a football season that has no hope either. So I think I'm about to shift. I think I'm about to get into this college b-ball a little bit early. Start studying, taking some notes.
All right.
Because usually I jump in like March Madness time.
That's when I usually jump in.
Conference tournaments.
You
know what I mean?
I start cramming. I start doing mad research, like a mad scientist for like that month.
Yeah, right. Then we start cramming for the draft. So I'm going to start getting into it early, see what Duke is looking like. Start taking a look. Because, yeah, man, 1-5 right now. And good news for that new starting lineup. The new starting lineup will be debuted at home against the world champion Golden State Warriors.
All right. that is going to be the worst. No one does the starting lineup off that game, please.
We got the world champs coming in on Friday, JLs. Good luck, man.
This is a recruitment for KD, man.
Yeah, we might as well. We'll see what Canada does to recruit KD, man.
Let's see.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go. Rich from the BX might be the last call of the night. Rich, what's good, man?
What's good? What's good, fellas?
What's your lineup, Rich?
I gotta say, man, this is one thing that some of us New York fans are bad of, man. Frank ain't really getting no chance to run that point. And I don't agree with Reg from the Bronx saying that, oh, maybe they already seen that Frank is not that person. It's not that. First of all, Fizzy trying to run a positionless game. He's not labeling Frank as a point guard or a shooting guard or the three. That's not why he's trying to run. So then he's not even giving Frank a chance to play the point guard, first of all. This kid only played 6 games last year, starting point guard. We can't abandon on him. He's a top 10 draft pick. We can't just abandon a kid just like that without really seeing what the kid is going to be capable of. He hasn't really even played. It takes time to develop these players sometimes. Not everybody could be a Donovan Mitchell that's going to score outrageously from the gate. Frank is a pass-first point guard. That's what we recruited him as. So just because he doesn't score major points every game, he's still facilitating the offense. And that's what a part of the job of a point guard.
Not wrong there.
Not wrong there. I completely agree with that. No rebuttals for me here, buddy.
No rebuttals for me on that, Rich.
Pretty much is what I was just saying last time. It's like, you get a shot, it's not 2 years and done. It's like, people take more than 2 years to develop.
We get not only that,
we
all
watching, especially Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell came in, and he was bashing on everybody. He was
but that's
everybody.
Not everybody, though. That's not everybody.
That's right. That's not everybody. Yeah. We all, as Knicks fans, knew that this was going to be a year that we was just going to develop. But now we're getting impatient because this is really the first loss that we looked at like trash, because in every other loss, we saw potential there. But because we lost this one game like this, now everybody's like, oh, man. But we all knew this is going to be a year like this. We're not playing for nothing but a lottery pick in reality.
Yeah,
you're right, man. And appreciate the call, Rich. See you back in the chat. All right,
CP.
But you know what, JL? Listen, man. Being a Knicks fan is like, I don't even want to make that mess. I was about to make a harsh analogy, but then I realized I'm married, and my wife's in. So, we got to switch it up. But you know what? Listen, man, it's a patience thing, right? Like, Knicks fans are always like, this is a rebuild. This is what a rebuild looks like. But you can't handle a losing, man. You got to be in it. You're good in it. My man, Soccer Freak.
This is what y'all wanted.
This is what we wanted. Soccer Freak in the chat. He's ready to bail. We only six games
six
in.
Five games in.
Games in. We still got 76 more to go.
It's our fast. This is our first bad loss. We'll see. Maybe. I mean.
Yeah. Black season
before,
was good. This was a bad
before
one.
Before the second one.
Yeah.
Before
Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at least this gives us some cushion.
Then we play the Nets on Monday, right?
Right. You know what I mean? Then James and Flatbush can call back after we watch him. My man Soccer Freak is ready to bail, man. People in the chat, man, talk this guy off a ledge, please, man. He's ready to bail. We got 72 more post-game lives to go, man. 76. We need you here, man. We need you here, man. But listen, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Hopefully, there's a unicorn on the way. Let's go to my man Juan from Long Island. Thinks they should start Frank. Juan, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
What up? I'm good. I thought actually this game was very positive. I saw a lot of bright spots, and actually we're one loss closer to a higher draft pick. Because let's face it, we're not going into the playoffs. We're just training young guys.
Juan is driving
and that's
the tank. He's driving
exactly.
The tank straight back to Brooklyn.
Knicks tank.
Yeah, because if we bring Porzingis back too early, that could be another Derrick Rose 2.0. So I think he should just rest, and we should just tank right now. Because I don't think we have enough. We just need to develop the young guys. And yes, I think Frank should start because of his defense. A shooting guard, though.
So who's your starting five? Give us your starting five.
Trey Burke, Nelikina, small forward. That I'm still undecided. Center, Enes Kanter, and power forward. Those two, I'm actually not sure. I only have the three locked in. But, I guess those are the ones I have locked in. The rest, I will alternate because I want to see, you know, who develops and everything. And
yeah.
Also, Luke Kornet needs a little more minutes because I saw that he's, you know, he's built now. He's not skinny anymore. I want more minutes for him, too.
I might as well,
nice.
Man. Appreciate the call, man. You putting ISO Luke out there, JLs?
I'm not a Luke fan, man.
You're not a Luke fan?
Nah, I'm not.
ISO Luke. Does ISO Luke move the needle for you?
He doesn't move the needle for me, man. It's like KP light. Like once KP comes back for real, is there gonna be even a need for Luke?
Shit, ISO Zone might take his spot right now. If we can't get Courtney Lee out of here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm using court. Shout out to the people who think Courtney Lee is actually injured.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with Courtney Lee, man. I'm concerned.
You concerned? He's not injured, man.
Yeah, I'm concerned. They said something like it moved to his chest. Like, I don't know what he got, pneumonia
or
something.
To his chest. Didn't nothing move to his chest.
He got the trade flu or something?
Yes, tradeitis. That's what he has.
Courtney Lee got the trade flu, man.
It's just trade-itis. That's what he has.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Shout out to the chat. Who's in? Let's see who's in the chat, man. Yo, give us a thumbs up if you like this stream, man. If you're a fan of the show, give us a thumbs up. Definitely subscribe to the channel as well.
Please.
Share this video with your fellow Knicks fans. Do all of that, man, to support us. Black season here above the rim says he's Trey, Timmy, Frank, Knox, and Cannon. So the only move he's making is waiting until the Rook comes back. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Alfredo Hernandez. What up, Alfredo? Justin Allen. What's good?
What up,
Mark?
What up?
In here?
Yeah.
What up? Who's Rich, Mark?
Rich. Yeah, Rich wants Frank, Timmy, Dot, Mario, Cancer.
Okay. Jack Rhodes says bad losses are losses. Why don't see players better? Another
okay.
Good loss
okay. Periscope is like, we're going to beat the brakes off of Golden State.
Oh, man.
They late.
Somebody in Periscope drinking. Yeah. Alex says Lee's injured. He's going to see a specialist. Yeah, no, I think Lee's legit injured. I think Lee's legit injured. Let's go to the lines. Justin Allen. Let's get Justin Allen on. You want to talk about the lineups of tonight's loss? Justin, you live, man. What's going on?
Yo, CPJ Ellis, what's goody, fellas?
What's good, my dude? How you feeling, man?
Can't call it, man. I just first off, I want to talk about tonight's game, man. I really wasn't going to be big on the Knicks as far as what I was going to see record-wise, but tonight was terrible, man, with a capital T, bro. Like, that's all I could really say about what I seen out there tonight, man. There's no way statistic-wise that if the team with the less turnovers gets blown out, man. Like, Miami had 12, we had about 9, and there's no way they beat us by 40, you feel me? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, nah, you know what, like, though? I mean, they started bombing away three-pointers, man, in that third quarter. 45-point third quarter, that's it.
That's the wrap.
Yeah, man.
That's the ball game.
We can't come near that. We can't come near that in terms of scoring,
yeah.
So that was it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those buckets, those easy buckets he missed. kind of did us in, man. We missed too many shots. We got to make shots. It's a shot making lead.
They must have hit about 5 3-pointers, JL.
It was crazy. It was a conga line.
Yeah, it was crazy. So.
And it's funny, man, because, you know, y'all Knicks fans like me, man, like, the biggest change I was looking to see was how we was going to guard the three. It's the same thing like last year, man. Like, that's our biggest – our killer right there. That's our kryptonite, the three-point line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was rough, man. That was definitely rough. But
I got a proposition for the starting five.
Okay. What's your five?
My five, man, I'm with you, CP. I agree with Frank. Frank is 6'7". I kind of look at him in the sense like as a Draymond kind of player because he's versatile. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Frank is a very versatile people. They sleep on his versatility. And I believe in actually starting Dot at the two because of his size. He's a great lockdown two-way defender. Go ahead and, you know, this is Timmy's year. He's our best player right now. Make him guard the best player. Start him at the three. Got to have somebody at the four who can be guarded. I got Mario at the four, and I got Cannon, man. That's my five.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate it, man. Definitely call back.
That's a big fact, man.
Oh, man. I caught him all too early. My bad, bro. Justin trying to start the all Matador D team out there, JLs.
The front court.
That's the all Matador T first team. Matador D. You put Mario and Cannon out there, forget about it. You might as well keep them on the offensive end of the floor at all times. And just cherry pick.
You have Mario and Cannon.
Just leave Mario on the 3-point line. Like, yo, wait here. We're gonna inbound the ball to you.
I'm so phony. I suggested that Mario and Cannon thing. That was my desperation lineup.
I ain't that desperate, man. Appreciate Mario, but he's got to come off the bench until he get his brain screwed on tight. Man. Do we even do play ratings tonight, JLs? I feel like we need to skip.
No, for tonight. What? Dotson gets a 10.
Dotson gets a 10. That's it.
Everybody else gets a 0.
For player ratings, Dotson is the only one worth rating, folks. Because everything else was abysmal. I don't even – yeah, no player ratings tonight.
Nah. That's required.
Fact. Let's see what's going on in the chat. OB1500, what's going on? Rashawn Williams, he said, Frank, time is now. Need the opportunity. No more one and done. That's what I think, man. I don't see, like, what do we have to lose right now? Let's see what happens on Friday. Kareem Maloney in here. What's good, Kareem? Justin Allen, thanks for tuning in. You guys hit us with that thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel for sure.
Please.
Definitely. Courtney Lees, I don't get embarrassed. Soccer free. SS Television in here. Black Seas of Delano. Delano, what's good, Delano? Delano says Luke Cornett needs to go to the G League.
Yeah.
I can't argue that, man. Let's go. We got another call on the line while we wait for that caller. Did you guys see the JLs? Did you see the city jerseys?
Yeah, I see the city jerseys.
What, are they the shitty jerseys or are they the city jerseys? You be the judge, man. You be the judge.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, man. It's not the most creative. Kind of like I've seen that one before.
Yeah, it looked like the one they had in white with the checkers. 1950s jersey.
Yeah. They ain't put no real spin on it. It was like, okay.
Yeah, it was lackluster, man. I thought they were gonna. I was waiting for this, and this is what they came with. I don't know. What do you guys think about?
That's not a cop for you. I know you're not a Jersey guy.
Nah.
But you wouldn't break your rule for that.
Nah. I'm not picked by any means. Hell no. What do you guys in the chat think about the city jersey, the city edition jerseys? Is it a cop or a drop? Leave a comment in the chat, man. Let me know what you think. That's the front side. We got the back side. Porzingis. This looks like a retread, man. I guarantee you all 30 teams in the NBA, one of the 28 teams, 30 teams, is going to have some better-looking jerseys in this. And then here are the dates that they're going to be rocking these jerseys. So the first game is going to be November 11th.
Hey, my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jay Ellis, man. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
I just think he's fugazi all around.
November 11th is the first debut. JL's birthday. Alfredo says it's a cop. I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of these.
Nothing for everybody.
You know what, though? Traditionally, the Knicks aren't one to really go crazy when it comes to jerseys like that. They like the Yankees and like the Giants. They don't really get too crazy. They kind of keep it traditional.
Yeah. How'd you feel of the how do you like the jerseys from last year, though? The city jerseys from last year?
I respect that they were saluting the firefighters and stuff. I thought that was cool. You know, it did represent the city a little bit. I still thought it could have been a little better. But it's like, but if you're gonna go firefighters, then I mean that's the only way you can really pay tribute is having the you know, medallion.
You know what too, it grew on me. Like, you know what, I saw the little drawing shit on the video game. I wasn't feeling it, but when I saw it actually, I was like, oh, okay, I actually kind of feel it.
Yeah.
And actually, like the hat is kind of fire.
The hat is fire. The hat is fire.
The hat is fire.
Yeah, the hat is definitely fire. Yeah, I think that jersey grew on me. I think that jersey grew on me. Sure.
Yeah.
So, what did you say?
I was a shout out my guy, Rich Jim, November 3rd.
Rich Jim. Let's go to my guy, Terry, the real Terrence Ross from the Terry and Trey Show, is on the line.
Terry!
What's good, my dude? How you doing, man?
Yo. What's up, guys? I broke the city jersey news at like 3 a.m., so I was listening to the conversation just now. Feeling good about myself.
There you go. Shout out to Terry for breaking it down for us.
Oh, you broke it? That's what's up.
I didn't even know that. Shout out to Terry.
I won't take full responsibility. I was scouring the net, but I found it at like 2:48 last night, and I tweeted it out. I don't love it. I mean, I feel like you guys are saying, I don't like the checkered thing again. I want to bring back, I think it's the late 70s, 80s jersey. The one with the number above the Knicks,
uh-huh.
Like the Knicks is written out and the numbers above it, dark blue. That's the one I really want them to bring back.
The one, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like the font's kind of freaky. The font almost looks like a Halloween font. That's the one I'm waiting for.
And it has a New York,
like
it has a number above the New York,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like late 70s.
About the game tonight.
I was going to say quick about the game tonight. One thing I'll say is we've watched the Knicks lose for a long time. What I love about this is when it's the fourth quarter, if we're blown out, and this is the first time we've really been blown out since Fizdale's been coached, even in preseason, we always found a way to kind of claw back. The fact that I could watch Frank, Zoe, Mitch, Dotson, Jeff, and Vonleh, who are just out there playing, at least makes it a much more interesting experience for the fans because these are the guys who are going to be with us long term. I'm interested in watching Frank run the point in the fourth quarter, even if we're down by 20 tonight, that he's definitely a serious part of the rotation, even maybe a threat to start. Given how Frank has kind of struggled playing the three in that starting lineup. But this is a development year, you know. We got to take the long view. Mm-hmm. We're missing our best player. Every game we're going into, every team probably has definitely a player better than anyone on our team and possibly two every single game we play. So the fact that, you know, if things don't work out, we get to watch, you know, these young guys go. I mean, I just wish Knox was fine because I would have loved to see Knox get these minutes with Frank and Alonzo and Mitch. It's a silver lining to these games where things just aren't working out.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're not wrong on that. You know, like I said, if you're going to go down, we might as well go down with the players who, you know, we want to see playing out there. So, with that said, who's your five? Who's your five, Terry?
All right, I'm going with Frank, Timmy, Dotson, Lance, and Ennis. That's the five I'm going with. Now, Frank and Trey Burke to me are kind of interchangeable, but they shouldn't play together. And I think the reason I'm interested in putting Trey Burke on the bench is that when he focuses on scoring only and he's not trying to run a team, I think he's just more dangerous. But that second unit with Frank, you know, even a little bit today before Baker came in, and then that bus game. We even saw it. Remember that preseason game, the first one I think against the Wizards, when like him and Knox came on and they ran like a quick 7-0 run to start the third quarter. There's something mm-hmm. in that where the ball's moving. There's motion offense. There's cuts. There's screens. With Hezonja and Vonleh out there, and they play defense and they're active. There's something with that unit. Their starting five is just not packing it. It's clear now. And what I like about Fizz is that Fizz is committed to trying new things. And he's spoken about this mm-hmm. from the beginning. You know, we were shocked when Frank started at the three, because Frank definitely, I preseason, he definitely deserved to start, especially over Knox, who was struggling. But now, five games in, going to take it back, look at it again. So to me, like, it's going to be a journey this season, up and down. But at least you have a coach that I trust to reward the, you know, not just reward the guys for playing well, but to keep an eye on the future as well. You know, the fact that he still had Frank out there playing a full, almost 12 minutes in the fourth quarter. He might have played the whole quarter. I love that, because I'm like, I don't think that would have happened last year. It might have been, like, oh, it's a blowout, don't play Frank. There's no Frank needs these reps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. We'll see if he ends up throwing him in the lineup, man. We gotta get you on the show, man. We'll get you set up, man, and maybe even Friday if you want to jump on. I don't know what you're doing Friday.
I got tickets to the Warriors game. I'm low key trying to sell it. But I've also never seen that with bait.
You might get some Golden State fans that might want them.
Here's what I'm thinking, right? I can make maybe a couple hundred on it. I think maybe the hype builds up tomorrow. But I could also go and scream at KD to come. So come over here to play for New York. So we could see what happens. But let's do a game next week for sure. Let's do next week.
All right. Yeah. Let me know. Let me know when you're good to go, and we'll get you set up. All right, my dude.
All right, guys.
My guy Terry from the Terry and Trey Show. Definitely check him out. Yeah, man. Let's see what happens tomorrow, JLs, or Friday when this thing gets announced. But tonight was a rough one. But we heard from a lot of people, a lot of varying opinions. You know. They're still Team Trey and they're still Team Frank going heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still going. It's a war. It's a war.
It's a war.
It's like, man, it's heavy out here.
It's heavy, man.
Frank versus Trey thing is crazy.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I think it's probably a good time to wrap it up for the night. Once again, shout out to everybody in the chat. Leave us a thumbs up. I think the stream ended up getting split out into two parts. So if you were watching part one, please leave a thumbs up on that one. If you're watching part two right now, please leave a thumbs up. If you're watching the replay, I'm going to put a link to part one at the top right-hand corner so you can get to it. You might be watching the second part. Had some technical difficulties, so I think the stream ended up cutting out into two parts. But we will get that fixed like anything else. Yeah, man, shout out to everybody in the chat one more time. Ace Bed above the rim. Who you got, JLs?
Yeah, Rich Jim is still in here with me. Heavy. Periscope is Dre, no limit in here.
All right. Jason Butler. Shout out, Jason Butler. Alfredo, appreciate it. All right, JLs, I'm going to throw it on to you.
All right.
And yep.
Yo, podcast just dropped this morning. Check that out. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. So what I do is search what uploaded right before this. Check out the podcast. Talking about all about last week's new shenanigans. Also, check out the merch and my SoundCloud. All descriptions are in the bio. All links are in the description. I'm sorry. Below on my YouTube channel. Merch is... Hold on.
Got merch?
Still got my bag here. Right. We're trying to get my Frank joint going for November.
I think they're calling for some Dotson merch, man.
Some Dotson merch. I gotta make, when I get some free time, I'll make another round of merch. I don't know when that's happening though, because it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, all good, man. All good.
Oh, yeah, and I also got the, you know,
nuts.
All right. Close it down.
That is all. Go ahead.
Man, appreciate you, JLs. And, hey, man, tough loss. Might have some lineup changes on the way. Let's see what it is, man. If you guys are watching, leave, and you missed the chat, leave a comment in the comment section of the video. Give me your thoughts. Who do you want to see out there? Do you want to keep it the same? Do you want to switch it up? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm also going to leave a link to the first half of the stream because this stream got cut into two parts. So definitely thanks to everybody for tuning in. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Knicks Fan TV. I'm always on. I'm always talking Knicks. Shout out to everybody that came through tonight. Alex Collins, always appreciate you. Knicks Fan TV, Dave on the phones. Shout out Knicks Fan TV, Dave, man, for helping us out. Above the Rim, Rich Jim. Shout out everybody that called, JJ, Juan, Daniel, you know, all you guys, man. Appreciate it. And, yeah, Friday night Knicks. Hopefully we don't lose by 40 against the Warriors. You know, hopefully we got some better news. Maybe we pull up an upset. Who knows? Who knows?
Know.
You know what I'm saying?
It can happen.
Yeah, man.
Frank can shut down Curry and then go off for 40 himself.
Hey, you never know, man. But, yeah, salute to Knicks Nation, and we'll see you guys Friday night, man. Peace. All right, cool, man.
Whew. Hanging on, man.
Yeah.
Tight. I think y'all like four times during that shit.
Yeah, nah, all good, man, all good. All right, man, so yeah, I'll check you on Friday, man. All right, later.
Players are used, who's used with who, when, and that, I definitely think there's going to be some lineup changes. I'm just interested to see who and how they're used.
Well, let me ask you, go ahead, finish up that. What are you saying? Yeah.
No, I'm just interested to see who and how they're used.
Well, let me ask you this, right? Do you think, I already have my answer, but I just want to get your opinion because maybe you disagree. Maybe you have a different take on it. Do you ever see him?
Knicks get crushed in Miami, 110-87. I don't even know if this deserves a take.